Moving on to fertiliser pricing now, and global markets have started to ease, but is that actually going to translate to local pricing? And if those prices do ease locally before sowing time, they're expected to still be a fair bit above historical levels. So what are you going to do as a farmer? Cough up big money or try and do things differently to reduce your fertiliser needs? Andrew Wiedemann is a farmer in Western Victoria and Southern Director with Grain Producers Australia. I spoke with him about what's going on with pricing and what it means for farmers.
Yeah, so look, it's an interesting conundrum at the moment, Angus, with the hedge markets continuing to be down week on week at the moment in terms of fertiliser pricing. We're not seeing that flow through just at this particular point, probably because the trade that are holding the stocks have already bought at those higher levels as well. So at some point, there'll have to be a breaking of the ice, so to speak, for those that haven't already currently bought their fertiliser requirements for 2022.
Okay, Andrew, so I guess some indications that pricing may drop. So for those who haven't pre-purchased their fertiliser, I guess they've been hoping for a drop. What do you think they'll do now? Is it time now to jump in or keep waiting?
Well, look, historically, a lot of the Wimmera Mallee farmers have been buying fertiliser in that sort of February, March. They come back from holidays and buy the fertiliser February, March. Over the last probably 5 or 6 years, there's been a stronger swing towards a majority of farmers buying their fertiliser August, September last year. So I know certainly in our own case, that's been our pattern as well, where we've been buying most of our fertiliser in that sort of August, September, October period in the year prior to the cropping season. For one of various reasons, Angus, it sort of works in when we're backloading as well for grain and things to be bringing fertiliser back as well. So having those things in place, you know, seems to work quite well. And it's worked very well this year, obviously, because the price was on the way up. Even though we're thinking it's pretty expensive, we've actually done quite well in buying it last year.
In terms of current pricing, Andrew, it can be hard to get a read on it because pricing isn't sort of published publicly, but could you give me a sense of where prices are sitting both for your phosphorus and urea fertilisers?
Yeah, so look, predominantly, Angus, what we're hearing at the moment from the marketplace is that MAP is trading somewhere around that $1,400 a tonne ex for port. Urea's been trading anywhere around that number or higher even, but again, I don't think a lot of people have been buying it. They're only indicative pricing values, Angus, and then really a matter of trying to find where those supplies will come through. And everybody has their own various agents and ways of bringing fertiliser in to Australia. So, you know, that's been about where the mark is. I had heard prior to harvest it was as high as $1,550, but I believe it's settled back more around that $1,450 at the moment.
And just remind us, Andrew, how those figures compare to sort of median historical figures.
Yeah, so look, historically we've seen fertiliser at half that value, around that sort of $700 a tonne MAP and lower, Angus, in the preceding years up till last year. We'd seen it down as low as $550 a tonne export type values for MAP. So look, it's a huge increase in price, there's no doubt about that, and it will bring around change in cropping patterns, there's no question of that. People are already talking about potentially looking at fallow, running a few more sheep, growing more pulses next year. They don't require nitrogen, so they can utilise you know, soil reserves of fertiliser, and that's the underlying issue here, Angus, for farmers in trying to consider how much fertiliser they've used this last year. We've obviously had a pretty big season, so we've pulled out quite a lot of phosphorus out of the soil in the 21-22 crop. So going into the 22-23 crop, people will be working out what their soil bank reserves are. For a lot of us, you know, we've been applying pretty liberal rates over the last few years, so you do have that opportunity in some paddock situations where there's a high already a high reading of phosphorus that you can obviously cut rates back. But look, again, you know, it does come down to every individual situation and what farmers have been doing in the years preceding up to this last year as well.
Is it tricky when you're trying to do some of the sort of profit calculations, I suppose, and thinking about paying X amount for fertiliser to grow X extra tonnes of crop based on the value of that crop, not having no idea what value that might actually be come harvest time next year?
Yeah, that's also a part of the conundrum, Angus. I think most people would generally feel that the pricing values we're seeing at the moment will drop if the Northern Hemisphere crops obviously are not induced by droughts and other factors. So we've got to clearly watch that situation unfold as the next 2 or 3 months sort of shapes that Northern Hemisphere crop. That will obviously impact on pricing. So about the time that we're putting the crop in the ground will probably be about the time that we get a more clear understanding of what our potential pricing may be next year. But look, at the end of the day, you know, for farmers, the main thing is to try and grow the crop first, Angus. And I think that if we worry about the market at the other end, we'll do our heads in, to be honest. So we've really got to try and concentrate on getting the crop that we can grow and what's in our grasp, what we can actually do ourselves, and let those other fundamental things outplay itself. I think we've all seen what grain storage can do to pricing going forward. So if we can hold back from the market and sell at reasonable values, then again, that has an influence also on the way that we look at our cropping profile as well. So, and obviously livestock is looking very promising at the moment, with the red meat demand looking like it's increasing year on year.
And I wanted to touch on that as well, Andrew, because just the word on the streets or looking on social media, there do seem to be many gripes and a lot of frustration about fertiliser pricing, but it's something that's totally out of the farmer's control.
Yes, look, it is. I mean, there's been a whole lot of global reasons why things have become very expensive. Shipping freight is almost tripled its value, and again, in the last probably 3 months. I think at the moment, if you're a ship owner, I think you'd be doing pretty well.
That was Andrew Wiedemann, a farmer at Rapanya in the Wimmera, and he's also Southern Director with Grain Producers Australia.